Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Victoria Bond, and I'm happy to welcome you.
Thank you.
First, just a short announcement. If you have a cell phone or anything that makes extraneous noise, please turn it off. And I'm very happy to welcome our first composer, Mr. Steve Antosca, and all of this equipment that is here, which looks meek and mild, and when Steve is seated at it, he looks very placid, but wait till you hear the sounds that are coming out of it. It's really quite amazing. And he was showing me the program, which it looks like a piece of artwork on your computer. Tell us a bit about how this works. First of all, one becomes two is really, you've described it very poetically as a kind of an opening of a flower. But of course, the one is Lena Bond, who's playing the violin, and the two, you have a duet, as it were.
Thank you all for being here tonight, and thank you for putting this concert together and inviting us. What happens is that Lena plays music, notated music, and she has a microphone on her instrument, and that signal comes into this device, which is a converter, and sends the digital information into software, which I've written, and the software modifies the sound based on a number of parameters that I've created. And at various points in the score, I just touch a button and it resets all the parameters, but there are a number of faders and controls that I have to modify her sound. So based on what she is playing, I alter her sound. And so it does become a kind of duet where I'm listening to her play and I modify her sound and she's listening to the modifications that I make and she alters her sound a little bit, maybe at cadences they're held a little longer or I'm bending the pitch or moving it throughout the room. So it is a duet, and the idea is that it starts off as a single line and then the computer enhances it, but there are also a lot of double stops and things like violin gestures that expand what she plays. And partway through the piece, she reaches a point where she has to take a path. There are actually two staves of music, and she has to choose one or the other to play. And at that point, there are lots of choices she has to make as well. Then she gets to the end of that passage, and she has a choice of several characters that she can play, and it's different pages of music that she gets to choose in advance. And she plays through all of that, and all of that is very non-determined music. She gets to make many, many choices in the performance. And then we get to the end. And so it's a kind of growth as the violinist and as a piece of music as well.
There's one particular effect that I want to ask you about, because as I was listening during the rehearsal, a pizzicato, plucked strings, a violinist can only do at a certain tempo beyond which it's not humanly possible to play it very quickly. And you have a passage in here where the pizzicatos are going crazy. They're fast and exciting, and you were telling me something about how you do that effect.
Right. So so she's playing pizzicatos about as fast as she can, but clearly delineating the pitches, and they come into the computer and they are multiplied and they are delayed and they are sent over to the left side and to the right side. So she'll play one note and it'll come out of the computer as multiple notes, two or three on the left, two or three on the right, and I can move them around and I can expand them and I can actually make them last longer than just the very short duration of a dry pizzicato note. And this is actually one of the things with computer music that is very interesting to me, that you allow the performer to do what the performer can do. And as you said, pizzicato are kind of hard to do at a really, really fast tempo. So the computer actually picks up at that point and expands what the performer is able to do.
It makes her sort of super violin.
Oh, very much. Well, Lena is a super violinist.
This is true.
With or without a computer.
here. So,
well, we look forward to hearing it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.